I just want what's right for my brother.
Jody Kirkland is from Andalusia. Her brother, Roy Doster, is on Alabama's death row.
Because he didn't kill that man. I don't know about the one in Texas, but Texas ain't trying to kill him.
Putting it lightly, the Alabama judicial system doesn't consider Roy Doster to be a Boy Scout. Both killings occurred after he broke out of jail in Covington County. That's why Doster's on death row.
It was complete misery. It's like being in a nightmare you can't wake up from.
If anybody knows what Roy Doster is going through, it's Randall Padgett of Guntersville. He spent 3 years on Alabama's death row. He remembers when he first arrived.
Well, I got down there at night. It was about 10:30 at night, and didn't have any light in my little cell, and I'm scared, you know. And anyway, you hear all this commotion going on, screaming, and doors, metal doors sliding shut.
Padgett's case is different from Roy Doster's. Padgett's conviction was thrown out over how prosecutors handled DNA evidence. Doster, on the other hand, is still waiting to die for killing a Covington County man. However, in both cases, the sentence of death was handed down the same way, and Padgett says what his judge did confuses him to this day.
The jury recommends life without.
That's life in prison without parole.
Why in the world would he reverse that and give me the electric chair?
Bear in mind, Padgett was convicted in 1990. Alabama electrocuted people until 2002 when the state switched to lethal injection. Whether it's death by voltage or drugs, Jody Kirkland says it's not fair that her brother's jury recommended a life sentence and the judge said no.
I'm not saying that Roy should not pay for the crimes that he did commit, but being put to death is not justice.
Alabama is the only state in the nation with a statute allowing judges to overrule a jury's recommendation of life in prison in favor of a death sentence.
That is precisely the opposite of what the Supreme Court says is appropriate.
That's Evan Farber. He's an attorney representing Roy Doster as he appeals his death sentence. And that defense is taking shape a long way from Alabama. Farber is a partner at the law firm Reed Smith in New York City. And as for his relationship with Roy Doster...
He is my only death row inmate. He's my first death row client, actually, I should say. You know, I may have more over the course of my career.
Even if Doster's case is a first for Evan Farber, it's not for Reed Smith. Most of that law firm's pro bono work centers on judicial overrides. Farber says Alabama statute is not only unconstitutional, it's not right.
You know, particularly in a case like Roy Doster's, where the jury voted 12-0 for a life sentence, and then one person comes in and says, well, I disagree, I'm going to impose death. That seems incredibly unfair.
Really, in no area of criminal law do juries impose sentences.
Andrew Brasher is Alabama's Solicitor General. That means he argues on behalf of the state, and he's more than ready to go to bat on the subject of judicial overrides.
What juries do is they adjudicate guilt and innocence. Those adjudications then, under the statutes, work to provide a range of sentencing options that then a judge chooses among those ranges.
At least that appeared to be the case until this happened back in January.
The U.S. Supreme Court has found that Florida's death penalty sentencing system is unconstitutional. CBS 4's Natalia Zayas.
Florida used to allow judicial overrides, but not anymore. That's due to a U.S. Supreme Court decision in the murder case involving Timothy Lee Hurst. In Hurst versus Florida, the judge and the jury both agreed the defendant deserved death. However, the judge considered evidence the jury didn't see before making up his mind on a sentence. The justices said that was wrong. For attorney Evan Farber in the case of Roy Doster in Alabama, that Supreme Court decision is a legal aha moment. Sort of.
Now, that's not saying that they believe that Alabama is equivalent to Florida, but that's pretty strongly implying it. So that's what gives me some hope. And you know, if you read the Florida decision itself, it's written broadly enough that it seems like it ought to apply, and in my view, certainly does apply to Alabama as well.
I mean, our position, which was adopted by the Court of Criminal Appeals, is that Hurst really adds nothing.
Alabama Solicitor General Andrew Brasher says the Hurst versus Florida case actually proves Alabama's override statute is constitutional. That's because of how jurors find defendants guilty under Alabama law.
There has to be some aggravating factor or aggravating circumstance on top of your murder. And the jury has to find that They have to find it either at the guilt phase when they're adjudicating guilt or innocence, or they have to find it at the sentencing phase.
By an aggravating factor, Brasher means the murder needs to be really bad, like killing someone during a sexual assault or murdering more than one person during a crime. In Roy Doster's case, prosecutors argue he was an escaped prisoner when he killed a Covington County man. Brasher argues that gave the judge the power to override the jury. Defense attorney Evan Farber rejects that.
In our view, the ideal situation is that, as with every other crime, and as the Supreme Court has found is a requirement of a criminal sentence, the jury should be charged with finding all of the elements and with deciding that he is sentenced to death.
I mean, Alabama is full of sinful hypocrites, and that's what this state's all about.
While the arguments drag on, Jody Kirkland's frustration is clear. Time appears to be running out for her brother.
And, you know, it's easy to judge somebody that you don't know. And if you don't know their heart and the love that it holds, you do not know that person.
Kirkland also says her brother has stopped talking to her during visits on death row. He says the less she knows, the better. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Andalusia.